Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're here again today with Billy Kangas as our guest this week. And Billy's the director of community engagement at a very dynamic outreach to the poor in the southeastern Michigan area called Hope Clinic. He's also a scholar theologian. He's working on his doctorate from Catholic University. He's married, father of three boys, and he's the founder of a not-for-profit Cultivate Coffee and Tap House, which has been a big hit. The heart of what Billy does, and the reason I want to have him on the program, is he's a Catholic layman, a father, as I said, married. He's an entrepreneur, and he's really had a passion to sort of integrate his faith, his life in Jesus, the desire to imitate the life of Jesus in his daily life in a holistic way, and kind of from top to bottom, and I think is a great model for us. So I've asked him to come in and just kind of share his story with you. So welcome back, Billy.
So glad to be here.
Yeah, it's a mouthful, isn't it? Mission's at the core of your heart, living the mission of Jesus today. And you gave a talk to the millennials at ID916 a month ago on, I thought was clever and a way to help ordinary people come to understand how simple mission can be, how important it can be, and kind of how to have a vision for it in your life on a daily basis. I wonder if you would be willing to break that open for us a little bit today.
All right, sure. One of the things that I think is so important is to recognize that every part of our life matters to our faith. That everywhere we go, Jesus is there. Jesus is at work. And when we think about mission, we have to think in terms of not some faraway thing, not some highfalutin vocation which requires years of seminary studies in order to engage in it. And these things are important if that's where God's calling you to. But that your baptism is a commission to go into the world and proclaim Jesus, no matter what it is that you're doing. So the idea with this talk was, how do we put in the hands of an everyday Catholic a simple way to become more aware and engaged with what Jesus is already doing and help them to prayerfully participate in that mission? So I broke it down into five simple reminders, prayers, practices that we can do that are oriented around the five senses. So this is something that I do when I go and I think about my eyes, my ears, my mouth, my hands, and my nose. And each of these things becomes like a touch point to say, Lord, come into my life, my work, my circumstances, what I'm doing, what I'm thinking, what I'm praying, and be the Lord of it. Mm-hmm. So that was sort of the basic idea of the talk. Mm-hmm. And the first one of these things is the eyes, which is open our eyes to the kingdom of God. And I started out with a story of a fish. And I won't give you the whole, brilliant narrative, but it's an old story. The idea that there's a fish who hears about the ocean, and he wants to go there because he hears about all the massive, wonderful, exciting things that happen. There's, adventure on the high seas. There's whales that are being chased. There's treasure. There's discovery, and it's all happening in this place called the ocean. And he goes and asks the elder in his school where the ocean is, and the elder says, you're in it. It's all around you. All of that adventure, potential possibility is happening all around you. You just have to be aware of it. You have to engage in it. And the kingdom of God is very much the same way. Everywhere that we go, there God is. There God is working. There's not a single person that God is not pursuing in love. There's not a single neighborhood that God isn't sending his Spirit to work within as an outpost of his kingdom. And so we never bring God anywhere. We meet him there. Mm-hmm. And so the idea of open your eyes. Open your eyes to the kingdom. Let's look for it. Let's believe that God is at work no matter where we are. Mm-hmm. Whether it's the grocery store, whether it's our office, the neighborhood that we're in, walking down the street. Let's try to be present to what God is doing and respond to that.
Can you give an example from your life? What does it mean to be present to it? And how can you be, I mean, I think people could say, okay, I can be aware, but I can see something. But what do I do if what I when I see something? I think stepping into engagement or stepping into what you see the Father doing or you believe God is doing in a moment is difficult for people to try to figure that out, you know?
What we do always has to do with who God made us to be, what our giftings, what our strengths are, the specifics of the circumstances, and some of the other practices deal with that. But I think just recognizing is the first step. In my own life, this often has come into play by creating reminders in my routine, right? Just to say, let's remember, God is here. God is at work. So when I was at Cultivate, doing bar shifts, that reminder for me was the toaster. Every time I put a piece of toast in, I'd have to wait for, you know, 15 seconds while it went down the conveyor belt and it would come through. And sometimes I would just be standing there and I realized this is a great time to remember and to pray. Lord, open my eyes. So the toaster was kind of that sacred space for me. And I think in each person's life, we can have these different things. Yeah. When I'm at Hope, we have a chapel. And I give tours and I walk past it. And it's for me, that's a reminder. Oh, yeah. We have enshrined in our location a really easy, tangible reminder. But if you don't have that, you can create a reminder. I know of one person who puts a cross in their pocket. So every time they're fumbling for their keys, they find the cross to remind them, oh, yeah. God is here. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people set an alarm. I think this is one of the things around people who pray the Angelus regularly. As a reminder, oh yeah, God is here. So one thing I've told people to do when I've shared about this is in your phone, and your listeners could do this right now if they wanted, set an alarm at noon or at 3 or at both. And that alarm is for nothing except to every day remind you God is here. God is at work. I'm reminded of the story of Jacob, where he goes to sleep and he sees the ladder to heaven, the stairway to heaven, and wakes up and says, surely God is in this place and I was not aware of it. We need to have these moments of realization in our life every day. And that can be as easy as, you know, a cross in your pocket or an alarm. But that sets us on the rest of the path to discipleship. Because if we don't believe that God's there, then there's not much hope that we can do anything. Because God is always the ground and the power for the transformation and the invitation into his kingdom.
Mm-hmm. Those are moments of kind of awakening, remembering, and learning. So then you're awakened and remembering that God is present in whatever environment you're in. He's truly present here right now. And then to say, Lord, give me eyes to see. What are you seeing? What does God lead you to see?
Well, I would say the main thing I look for is the people around me. Those people are always the heart of what God is doing. He's bringing people to himself. And so sometimes it's really easy. You see someone caring for another person, and you go, oh, there's a little taste of the kingdom. Or you see somebody who's in need, someone who has some way that you can serve them that's in their life. And I think what the kingdom looks like is always contextually different. But I do try to look at, all right, I know the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. I'm looking for these things that are around. Or maybe where they're lacking, and I know that God's trying to bring them. So if there's strife, you know, I say, Lord, let me be a servant of your peace. If there's sorrow, I say, you know, Lord, let me help be a minister of joy. And if I see somebody who is in that, I say, okay, let me rejoice with this person. Let me love with this person. So I look for the Spirit at work.
In thinking about just, you know, an example of being at the bar and you're serving people. Mm-hmm. And so those moments you kind of are brought back to saying, who's in this place? Well, every person here in one way or another is made in the image and likeness of God. They're sacred. They're God's creation. And Father, what are you doing today here? Mm-hmm. And who do you want me to reach out to? Or who do you want me to notice today? And how can I love and serve them? Is that the kind of thing that in the context you do?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We don't live our faith primarily in the specifically religious things that we do. When God calls us to greater faithfulness, that's usually not a call to more church activities. Mm-hmm. It's usually a call to engage in what you're already doing with eyes that are more open and a heart that's more receptive to responding to him. So that there's no encounter in our life that's in between time. There's no point that's unimportant. An errand is not less important as a person on mission as going to a small group or doing a Bible study. These things are both places where we can encounter God, where we can learn about him. And we need to be people who are constantly engaging and saying, you know, I am a full-time minister of the gospel. From the moment I wake up until the moment I go down to bed, I want to be engaged in your kingdom. And just this realization that it's always relevant. It's always there. It's always available. God's grace is always at work. Mm-hmm. And we are always called to respond.
What do you think the big obstacles are to seeing? You're talking about the sense of seeing, right, today? Mm-hmm. So what are the obstacles that stand in the way of seeing our neighbor and then responding to what God the Father is doing in the moment?
I think the biggest obstacle is always that we are used to orienting our life around ourselves. Mm-hmm. So anything that really is hard for me, I know that for me the hardest thing is probably when I'm tired or hungry or just busy, or I have my own concerns and needs that are there. If I'm going into the grocery store and I'm on a tight schedule and I know I need to get in and get out, I'm going to be totally focused on what I need to do. So one thing that's a challenge for me, and I think it's probably a challenge for a lot of people who are busy, is giving yourself enough time as you're going about a task to let God interrupt it, which means building in margins, which means being okay with not achieving every goal that you go into and saying, maybe the Lord has an agenda that's bigger or different than mine. I came in for milk and he called me here to offer hope. And so thankfully I have a very gracious wife.
Yeah.
The other day I was just getting gasoline and wound up praying with a guy for an hour at the gas station.
Was she in the car the whole time?
She was not in the car.
Oh, okay.
She was at home wondering where I was because I just ran out for a quick errand. But sometimes things like that happen.
Yeah.
And so I would say trying to build your life in such a way that you can respond.
Mm-hmm.
And then being aware when you're not your best.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not my best when I'm tired and hungry. Mm-hmm. And I need to be more keenly aware mm-hmm. of those circumstances.
Oh, that's good stuff. I think, so sense number one, you talked about the eyes today. So what are we going to talk about tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow we can talk about the ears, and
okay.
We'll see where we go from there.
All right, sounds good. Friends, tune in again with us tomorrow. Billy is really a treasure, someone who's really trying to walk the walk on a daily basis, and will have a lot of practical help for you. So ask your friends to join us as well. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Light in the Darkness. We're living in difficult, unsettling, and even dark times. We're engaged in a spiritual battle that is intensifying. I wrote this short booklet to help you understand the nature of the battle we're facing and help you lay hold of God's abundant grace for you in these challenging times. If you'd like a free copy of my new booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE, where you can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.